Hey there, thanks for stopping by at my podcast site once more. I'm here to talk today about a little karaoke. Going out tonight in a little while to sing some karaoke at a local venue, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about the topic. Some people out there think that karaoke is for losers, or wieners, but it's not. It's for real people, it's for good people, you know? People who just like to sing, or maybe want to sing, or think they can sing. You know, some of those people aren't always my favorites on earth, but we're just giving them a little chance out there to get some song in. But I do have some tips for anybody who plans to go to karaoke anytime soon. My first tip out there is to let you know that singing louder does not mean that you're singing better. There are so many people out there that just can't sing, so they just wail it out on the microphone, they're blowing out the speaker, they're giving a lot of reverb, doesn't sound good. Stop. Please. You're giving me a headache. Don't do it. Okay, what else? Another thing I wanted to touch on was on new songs. Tonight, actually, my little posse going out, we're singing new song only night tonight. That means that we're not hitting any songs that we always sing. I mean, I'm not that kind of person anyway, because I know you're there to entertain. You're there to sing. You have an audience that's listening, and they don't want to hear your same four songs that you sing every single week in the same order and just know that they can draw a song out of a hat and you're probably going to be singing it that night. So you got to keep mixing it up. You got to sing songs that your audience maybe wants to hear. You don't want to bore them. They're there for entertainment. They're out. You're the entertainment for the night. You're the live music. So you got to be careful of that. On new song only night, we're singing songs that we've never sung before. I think that's pretty cool. I mean, I always try to mix it up. Like I said, you know, have about 30, 40 songs that I sing regularly on a rotating basis. I never try to sing the same songs two times in a row. You gotta mix it up. Keep it real. That's what people want. Besides, it's not your intro to fame. If they wanted to hear the same four songs from you every time, they'd buy your album. But you don't have one, because you only have four songs, and your album would be like 10 minutes. So get over yourself. All right, what else? We got to talk a little bit about song choice again, and the fact that people at karaoke love to pick the longest songs in the book. And we all know what there are. There are like 7 or 8 minute songs out there, tons and tons of them. And they're so annoying because people always sing them so they can get more singing time in or whatever it is that's going through their heads. It's horrible. To suffer through that much excruciating pain of somebody singing the longest song in the book, especially if they're the aforementioned people who can't sing a note to save their lives, yeah, it's no good. It's boring. And again, you're there to entertain, so keep it real. We can also talk about giving a little bit of props for the people that do get up there. Whether they're horrible or whether they're great, they're up there for their time. They're trying to get their they're trying to get themselves heard. They want to get a little voice on there. Maybe they want to sing. Maybe they want to be heard. Who knows? But you got to give them a little applause, especially if you're the kind of person who would never get up there because you think, you know, the wieners and the losers again. And maybe you don't classify yourself into such a category, even though that's not what karaoke singers are. You got to give them a little credit for getting up there and entertaining you for some time. You wouldn't go to a live band at a local venue and not clap for their songs, so clap for your entertainers of the night. If you don't like it, you don't want to listen to it, you don't want to clap for it, go somewhere else. It's not a karaoke bar. Go somewhere else where you're going to hear professional singers or somewhere where you can just sit and talk to yourself. Who cares? But you're there for karaoke, so live it up, live in the moment, clap, you know, give some applause. It's good times, really. Anyway, that's just a few tips of karaoke for tonight if you are also going out for it. And if not, maybe just to keep in mind for the future. Keep it real. Keep having fun with it. And maybe I'll see you tonight at karaoke. All right. Peace out.